Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks very much for joining us with us each and every Monday from Drake University and DMBizMixer.com is Laura Kennard. Laura is here talking about whatever she wants to talk about, upcoming events going on in the greater Des Moines metro. Laura, hey.
Yeah,
bump,
so...
Bump, bump.
Oh, what's the bump, bump,
just,
bump?
You know, just, bump. I'm grateful it's Monday.
Oh, well, you're always grateful for Mondays. Yeah, you're a rare soul.
Well, the weekends just put me under, man. I'm just constantly at it. And so Monday I get to go back into the world of broadcasting and business that I usually do.
So this is not business related.
No.
And it's not even on a happy note.
Oh.
I feel like at the very top of the hour, I personally want to say that I'm super discouraged that we've had a mass mass shooting incident, murder
mm-hmm.
incidents.
Terrorists.
Every single day in 2019. Mm-hmm. That's the average. 251 shootings, mass shootings is one a day so far in 2019. And when I had a young student who was staying with us over 3 summers ago from France.
Right.
He was here during a time when there was a terrorist attack.
I remember that, in Paris.
That had already happened. But while he was staying with us, the one that happened on the resort area.
Okay.
It was after that. And I was like, oh my gosh, Arthur, do you think everyone's okay? You know, this is your country. And he was like, happens all the time. We don't really even pay that much attention. And I would say, and I was just like shocked by that. And yet here we are. And I would say we probably have more of those kinds of things happening at this point in our country than these terrorism attacks that happen, you know, in France. And so I just want to say that, it hurts me.
Hurts
that
a lot
this
of
is
people.
Going on.
It hurts a lot of people, and it is
and it's
tragic.
Scary. And it's tragic.
Well, it's tragic, and it is murderous, and it is everything to do with terrorism. And we simply do not have the political will in this country to tackle that issue. You know, after the Christchurch shootings, the murders there by a terrorist in a mosque, it took New Zealand exactly 6 days to enact some legislative.
Well, they don't.
Response?
They don't show the pictures of the people for one thing, so that they don't have that publicity. They do a blackout on them, and I think that's definitely two of the key factors why people do this is also for notoriety. And so when you take some of that out, but I think the other thing is on this news show we talk about gatherings, we talk about events, we talk about networking.
Yep.
You know, so when we're talking about the Iowa State Fair coming up,
yep.
and we talk about all these economic drivers that are related to people gathering in places, and you think about how many times these gatherings, you know, are targets because they know that they can take as many people out as possible. It does impact.
It gives one pause.
Yeah, it does. So anyway, I just want to say that at the top of the hour, and we'll move on from there.
Right.
And speaking of which, it is the Iowa State Fair, that's one of the top like bucket list things. We have the best fair according to many reports.
It is consistently rated in the top four or five outdoor events in the nation.
Yeah. And I think we underappreciate that. Both from an economic point of view and just how special that is.
I
wanted to mention. And a lot of people focus their whole year's marketing around going to the fair.
I have a friend that focuses his entire vacation period around the fair.
Around it,
Cal Bierman, who is with the Des Moines Radio Group.
Yeah.
He and his wife, Cynthia.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're there every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, you've got the Varied Industry Building. You've got booths. I mean, it's how many other places in Iowa can you know that that many people you'll be able to actually
million
reach?
People.
Right.
A million
so,
people.
And so I did hear that they're going to be implementing some security things because it's gotten so big. That's on their list. So anyway, that's going on this week. The other week-long thing is that it's co-working week. And remember when we talked about the first Fridays they do the co-working Gravitate. Gravitate this week is actually offering free co-working all week.
All week long.
All week long, because it's a co-working, like international or national co-working week, I guess. And they're offering that, and I'll tell you, that new location downtown is so spectacular. But, of course, they have their Valley Junction location as well. If you have even thought about what it might be like to co-work, this might be the week that you go and check it out, and I would just highly recommend.
And it's free.
And it's free. And see if it's the right fit for you, or what is that all about. So, you know, or let your employees go there and try it just to see how that changes the vibe. Maybe that's something that you do every so often,
right,
and let them go co-work. But anyway, so we've got that. I wanted to mention also the Iowa Center for Economic Success. About every quarter, they do a thing called Focus Me, and it's starting today. So you can still, it's going to be over the lunch hour, and it's kind of a series. This time around, it's run by Annie Woods. And I know Annie, she's actually on the topic of immigration, which has been on my mind, and people that come to Des Moines from other countries. Annie is actually from the Dominican Republic, and she does just a fun, spicy, kind of different take on networking, and she's going to be leading this Focus Me group. But it's just something to check out, because it basically allows you to focus, and it is a women, kind of a women's focused thing that they do. Of course, Iowa Center has a lot of women oriented things, and then they also have resources for everyone,
right,
for business and taxes and all sorts of things. But so that's going on today at the Iowa Center, and or starting today at the Iowa Center. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, I actually don't have, I have to skip right on over to Wednesday, unless you have a Tuesday event you'd like to share.
Mm.
I didn't have anything that was popping up. So so on Wednesday, of course, we have 1 Million Cups, and I forgot to mention last week, and then I think I accidentally mentioned it on the wrong day, but right after 1 Million Cups, you can go over to Weston Architectural Salvage, and Friends of Small Business convene there, which is Dave Macon and a group of folks. It's very informal, and it's of course at the wonderful Weston Architectural Salvage.
Buy stuff.
Yeah,
stuff.
I have trouble going there and not like dreaming about some new thing to get.
Right.
So those are going on Wednesday in the morning, and then we also have then skipping over to Thursday, 2019 Women of Influence is on Thursday, August 8th. So we're just going to talk about all about women stuff today, Michael.
Fine with me. So we need more women.
4 to 7 p.m. at the Des Moines Marriott downtown. There's going to be networking from 4 to 5:15, so you can come for that, and hors d'oeuvres. And also then there's an award presentation that starts at 5:15. So for a good hour, 15 minutes, you can just, you know, eat, drink, and be merry and network and
There you go.
And then at 5:15 to 7, it's the Business Records Women of Influence Awards. And so it's, you know, these are trailblazers, women that have made a difference in the community, and they're being recognized by.
You know, the Des Moines Business Record does a fabulous job of creating these events,
mm-hmm,
you know, and mm-hmm, and they really do. And all honor and glory to those mm-hmm folks down there that have figured out this really cool way of side marketing
mm-hmm
their business.
The core
business is a publication.
Right.
Not a very big publication, not mm-hmm a very large circulation, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm they have great reach with all mm-hmm of these other things. So, yeah.
Well, and I think it's exactly right. It just adds value to what they do, because they do have the Book of Lists, and they've got the Women of Influence, and
DSM Magazine.
They center these around certain conversations.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, it does make great sense. So that is on Thursday evening, as I mentioned. On Friday, there's the August, want to keep talking about women's things, but August has, Femme City has a Moms Connection. That's going to be held in the morning, 9 to 11 on Friday, and that's at the Des Moines Children's Museum. If you're not familiar, that inside Valley West Mall, they have a children's museum. you know, they did kind of a lean startup because it was pretty basic.
Right.
Doesn't quite rival some of these children's museums, like in Coralville, I think, has a beautiful one. But they now have expanded to another space, and it's a bigger space, and they just continue to make it better and better. So parents in general love the children's museum, but it also becomes a great place for networking moms to go.
Sure.
And so that's why they're Creative Habitats has got a relationship, and then also the Fem City Moms are getting together there in August. So all of those, and then also on Friday, so we'll just cap it off with this Friday event that is going to be a social media workshop, and guess what? It's also Mother Founders. It's another ladies' event that's going to be in, well, just outside of Des Moines. Where is Madrid? It's not too far.
Madrid? Yeah, right? Sure. It's just west of here, north and west.
Sisters and Cheese.
Sisters
Madrid.
And Cheese.
Yes.
Nice. I like it.
And they're going to be having, which is kind of nice because here's a social media workshop that, you know, a lot of times people can't come to Des Moines. It's nice to see something happening sort of on the outskirts. And in this case, also, it is being put on by Mother Founders. Anyway, that's kind of this
week.
That's
a wrap for this week.
The fair is a big thing, of course, this week. And then just to remind people that if you haven't gotten your tickets yet already to the Hashy Awards, those are going to be coming up right around the corner. And, of course, you know, everyone's got back to school on their mind as well.
It's hard to believe. You know, I mean, this is August. Kids start school here pretty soon.
I know.
You know?
We didn't have summer.
I know. Come and go.
I know. All right.
All right. Thank you, Laura Kennard.
Thank you.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University, as well as dmbizmixer.com. We will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Well, that wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our producer, and we thank him for the hard work that he does. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. He's got to get busy real soon, real quick. Also, the voice of the Business News Hour is, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.